JW Broadcasting gives us strength and refreshment. Since its launch in 2014, the internet television station called JW Broadcasting has increasingly provided encouragement and spiritual refreshment to countless viewers around the world. The station is now available in over 90 languages. For instance, programs are now translated into Awe, Ga, and Shui, to the delight of the over 130,000 publishers in Benin, Côte d'Ivoire, Ghana, and Togo. The footnote reads, JW Broadcasting can be accessed by visiting tv.jw.org. End of footnote. I feel as if Jehovah were talking to me right in my room when I listen to members of the governing body and their helpers, says Agatha, a circuit overseer's wife in Ghana. Without this tool, how could a poor girl like me in a small corner of the earth have such a great privilege? It has really brought us much closer to our dear brothers and sisters around the world. From Zambia comes this report. Though of limited means, publishers in many congregations put forth the effort to benefit from JW Broadcasting. For example, the Misako congregation is about 20 miles from the nearest town and is located in a farming area that is crisscrossed with fast-flowing streams during the rainy season. Simon, a ministerial servant who came to the congregation to serve where the need was greater, explains, "Each month, someone from the congregation walks about 2 hours to reach the main road, and from there gets public transport to a town where brothers can download the programs." A 70-year-old man and his two sons had never attended meetings of Jehovah's Witnesses before, but the man was intrigued that videos would be shown at meetings in such a rural setting. The elderly man said, "This is the way to learn about God." A letter of appreciation from Russia says, "We have been watching JW Broadcasting for a year and are glad to have such an opportunity. After the first broadcast, we immediately felt unified with the whole brotherhood. It was amazing. We feel that we are one big family. We were very glad to see our dear brothers from the governing body. They sincerely try to present food for us at the proper time, and they are accessible to all of us. We look forward to each broadcast. We are even more proud to bear the name Jehovah's Witnesses. Thank you, dear brothers. We thank Jehovah and Christ for all their wonderful works. It gives us strength and brings refreshment." Horst and Helga, an infirm elderly couple in Germany, wrote, "JW Broadcasting is outstanding. We feel strengthened, especially by the experiences of our disabled brothers and sisters. Their examples motivate us to give our best despite our own health problems. Seeing how a paraplegic brother serves as an elder, we learned that everyone can give something valuable to Jehovah. When we see such exemplary brothers and sisters, we just have to thank Jehovah and beg him to bless them richly." Cody from England says, "Thanks for all the time and effort you put into making JW.org, JW Broadcasting, and the Caleb and Sophia videos. Thank you for making the Bible easier to understand. I was baptized when I was 8. When I'm a bit older, I'm going to volunteer to help build Kingdom Halls, and I would like to work at Bethel. I'm 9 now, so I've not got long to go." 8-year-old Arabella in England wrote, "Thank you for the videos and the activities. It really helps me get to know Jehovah more. The activities pages on JW.org help me to learn about Jehovah while having fun. You are good at making songs that everyone can remember. The Caleb and Sophia videos help me too. Thank you for all your hard work."